This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Privacy on the internet has been a growing conversation in the past few years. Targeted ads, high-profile hacks, and more personal data collection all have people thinking about how to shield their activities online. That practice could really take off because of a vote this week in Congress that clears the way for internet providers to use and sell their customers' online activity. Marketplace's Jed Kim explains.
VPN stands for Virtual Private Network. What does one do? Well, according to one service's website,
we create an encrypted tunnel so that nobody can spy on you.
Basically, you connect to the service, it hides your information, so outsiders can't tell who or where you are while you're online. Vikram Fatak is CEO of independent security tester NSS Labs. He says it's not about hiding anything illegal.
It's about if you're ordering groceries, do you really want your carrier to know?
And make money off it. Interest in online privacy has increased. Fatak says it's likely big internet companies like Google will move to incorporate more encryption in their browsers, but that could take years.
In the short run, I do expect that the VPN providers will start competing and will start advertising and really will try to get more customers to use their services.
While there are some free VPNs, most charge. Ted Kim is CEO of Private Internet Access, whose video I played earlier. Their VPN rates begin at a few dollars a month. The company has taken out ads in the New York Times and Washington Post, but Kim says it's not just about making money.
We believe in internet freedom. We believe in personal privacy. If there is an uptick in business for us, it's not necessarily the reason why we would want something like that.
Still, the potential for business is there. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.